What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to How to Not Comedy. Adam Ronan.
Thanks for having us back. It's been a fucking long time.
Yeah, it has been. I've tried a few times.
You booked me and then fucking booked Elliot instead, you dog. Fucking.
No, you turned me down last time I hit you up.
No. That was the time before I had to cancel.
Yeah, and last time
you fucking brushed me for Elliot, so.
Well, he is a better, funnier guest. Yeah, dude, for sure. You want to plug your podcast?
Elliot Stewart here, just here to make a public announcement on the podcast. At the Newcastle Comedy Club Christmas party, I beat Adam Ronan in a game of chess, and we've since been playing on our phones, and Adam has been absolutely obliterating me. So I just want to set the record straight and say that Adam is actually great at chess and is a great guy.
Adam's been cheating. He's been using bots the entire time.
I've been using bots.
It's pretty bad.
And if anything, that's smart. You know, that's better than just being good at chess. It's smart to cheat. I reckon. Hats off to Adam. Just a good way to start the podcast. All the way. All the best, guys.
Thanks, Elliot. You're actually you're on a two streak on me at the moment, so we'll have to fix that up.
Fucking nerds.
Nerds.
Yeah.
What did you do all fucking day yesterday?
Play video games.
Yeah. At least we're thinking. Fucking hell.
I was thinking. Yeah. Thinking about monsters I'm going to hunt.
What, the KFC monster? Or?
I am the KFC monster.
Yeah. Right, what a start.
Yeah, we're off.
Yeah. I'm just...
Fucking hell.
Who gave you that haircut, Ethan?
I got it down the road from my house. Why? You going to rag on it?
It's a little how you going around the ears there.
Yeah, these bits here.
Yeah. Well,
my hair grows real quick there. And it ends up fucking doing these ones. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck it, just cut it all off.
You should grow some fucking chops, like, down to there.
I don't think you can.
Nah.
You can only grow the chin beard.
Yep.
Then I see you got a little trim there, looking very smart.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Trying to look after myself.
Yeah.
It's either that or Adam's going to find me dangling in the garage, so.
Well. Yeah,
there's not much space to dangle in the garage anymore. <know. laughs>
Imagine that, you're too tall to hang yourself.
It's like, what? I just bought a fucking puncher bag, mate. I don't need another one. Fuck.
That would be very funny if I'm there dead hanging by the neck and just like, well, might as well try.
This feels real.
Just working him like Rocky Balboa in the meat factory.
I get fucking Bobby to come around, teach me some fucking. He's like, oh yeah, work the rib. I heard he fucking loves the rib.
Yeah. Oh, my rib's been so sore. But I've quit vaping. So there you go.
That's good.
I'm like, this cunt. Fucking, this is me last pack of durries, he says the other night. This is me last pack.
Yeah. Well, I got a German pack of fucking rollies at the moment. That might be the last of it.
That's going to be your last pack?
Fresh from Germany, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Didn't you see it out the back the other day?
Yeah. I saw it.
Yeah. I don't know what the warning says because I can't read German, so... Smoking this may make you kill Jews, fucking.
Yeah. Achtung. Achtung means morning in German. There you go.
Yeah. I know that because of all the propaganda.
I think it means attention, actually.
Achtung.
Achtung.
Sure, we could look it up.
Nah, fuck that.
Let's just get it wrong. Trust
me. Just trust me, I know. No, because Carmen says it in an episode of South Park. Hello, everybody. Achtung.
Is that when he's trying to kill all the Jews?
Yeah. And he's marching through the town.
He becomes Hitler?
Yeah.
The orange one? Orange-haired one?
No.
That's
a different
one. Yeah. Yeah, when he accidentally becomes Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one too. This is now how to review South Park episodes.
Yeah.
We just lost all the listeners by now.
Do you want to get anything off your chest, Adam?
Me?
Yeah. You want to get sued for defamation too?
I haven't really got anything slanderous to say for once. I'm just cruising along.
Yeah.
Living my life.
And turned over a new leaf, this man.
Yeah. Turned over several new leaves and smoked them. It was fucking awesome.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
He's got a week off.
You got a week off?
Fuck it. Let's do mushrooms before the show tonight.
Could do that.
I did them the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, before I went and got my hair cut.
Did you cut it yourself then, did you?
You're like, yeah.
I don't know what I asked for, but I got this, so.
How was it?
It was good. I had a good conversation with her.
Yeah?
Yeah. I didn't do like a full dose, I did like half a gram.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
Just a microdose.
Yeah, half a cap.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Which one did you go to?
Just down the road from our joint on the corner.
Yeah, there's like three haircutting places in that fucking
street. How the fuck would you know?
Because I can read.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it. There's no fucking takeaway there. So.
Yeah, my barbers need to be near a fucking takeaway.
Hmm.
That's why I go to the Newcastle West, Newcastle Barbers there. It's good.
Yeah.
They let you eat in the chair?
Yeah, they let me do anything. Whack off, whatever.
It's hard to cut a fringe.
Actually, she told me this story. She was like, oh, back in the day when I was an apprentice, the chick who was like senior staff was running it. She goes, oh, can you just go grab me the yellow pages? And she's like, oh, okay. Goes and grabs it, hands it to her, and then she just belts this dude up the side of the head with it. Because she thought he was fucking pulling his dick under the cape. Oh. He's going up and down.
Turns what was out,
cunt was cleaning his glasses.
Yeah, with jizz or fucking what?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great...
cleaning them glasses for, but...
Yeah.
That's a good way to get around it, if you just got your dick out. Just yeah. Have your glasses there, pull your dick, and just be like, oh, it's the glasses.
Yeah.
It's cleaning the glasses with my knob.
Is that why you wear glasses, is it? Or?
Yeah, so I can masturbate in public.
Yeah.
I don't need the glasses as the excuse.
Yeah.
People assume I'm just mentally unwell, so they let me keep going.
Yeah, I saw a dude that looked like you on the way in. They like, no glasses, but like he had this shirt on.
Was it a guy with Down syndrome?
No. He didn't look like, if you just looked at him, you wouldn't be like, this guy's special. But then his clothing sort of gave it away, like he had just skulls on his t-shirt.
Ah, yeah.
And I was like, that's sick, bro. And he was wearing board shorts. And I was like, okay, starting to get a picture here. And then as I pull up to the red light, the pedestrian crossing goes. And as he's walking, he's just like all tippy toes, just like, da, da, da.
My man.
Yeah, he's got like a bag and he's like... I'm just like, fuck it up. It's Mitch if you got hit in the head a few more times.
Yeah, fuck. I'm an unfortunate looking individual. I'm just like, I'm just a type. There's a type. And, you know, you'll run across me every now and then in public.
Yeah usually in groups.
Yeah.
On a bus.
We'll travel in packs.
You don't want to run in a pack of your group, Adam. Skinheads.
No, I don't do it by choice. If you're skinhead by choice, then it's a whole different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
But you could get lumped in by accident. Like if you're down in Melbourne when they were doing these ones on the trains and shit. And you're just like, I'm just trying to catch the train, brother.
I'm just doing some research for work.
I found... Do you ever go back and watch old porn stars?
Occasionally.
Like you'll remember one from way back in the day, and you're like, oh, I wonder what
she's doing now.
Yeah,
and they're all dead.
It's never a good time. It's never a good time.
Where are they now?
Yeah. I wasn't even expecting So I saw a meme on Instagram. It's like, if you know, you know, and it was a photo of this old porn star. She used to run that site, ideepthroat.com. Her name was Heather Harmon.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. She was like one of my favorites back in the day. So I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Let's, you know, go down old memory lane. So then I came across one of her current. So she's still doing porn.
How old is she? 150 or something?
47.
Fair enough.
Looks every part of 70.
Yeah.
Has the most ridiculous fake tits you've ever seen. Like... So she's like this tiny little petite old lady with crazy, crazy like
bolt-ons.
Yeah, like it's cartoonish. Yeah. Like it insane. Whoever the doctor was who gave her those titties should be in jail.
Or given an award, one of the two.
Yeah. And then she was jamming fucking dragon dildos in her butthole.
Oh she's fucking stooped that low.
Yeah. Yeah. Just doing solos. I was like, ah.
How the mighty have fallen, eh?
Yeah, that's a pity. Yeah. That's a pity. I'm still jacked off, but I didn't feel good about it, you know?
That's the hierarchy. It's like, you were fine when you were deep-throating, but anal gape is a bit far for me.
She used to do anal gape too.
Yeah.
But...
It's better when you're young.
Yeah, way better when you're a hot 32-year-old and not 47.
Well, got to pay them bills.
That's true. It's true. So look her up on Pornhub, Heather Harmon. Ruin your childhood.
Is she on TripAdvisor as well, is she?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It looked like a prison shower too. It was fucking really strange. It's rough.
One of the top 10 visited holes in fucking all of the world for 2023.
Yeah, that was a rough one. I've been trying to get off porn lately, but just keeps pulling me back in.
Can't do it.
Just the self-loathing you feel afterwards when you're done. You're like, oh, that poor girl. Her poor dad. Probably dads.
Yeah.
Without these fathers, we wouldn't have any of these lovely young ladies, would we?
Yeah.
So.
I'm not sure we need them. It's bad.
Well, a lot of them now, that's their career. Fucking, you go on Tinder or anything like that, and it's just like, looking for somebody to fuck me on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're,
you have to subscribe and you can fuck for free. Hooray.
Did you subscribe to her OnlyFans?
No.
I would have.
I just got sent a video. I showed Luke. We were on a Friday night showcase or something. And I showed him. I just got sent a video from... And he's going, don't show me. I was like, you're going to watch. And I showed him. It wasn't as bad as we thought, but still it's like, yeah.
What was it?
Just this chick coming out of the shower, rubbing like shampoo and stuff all over herself. And then been like, come here. And yeah, subscribe to my OnlyFans. And you too can...
Give me your credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah. See how that goes for you.
Yeah. I can tell you exactly how it goes for you. You get a couple of dollars charged on your card. And then over time, they start hitting you with more and more. And then they empty your bank account.
Yep.
Sounds like you've spoken from experience.
Yeah, I have.
Do they do that with OnlyFans?
Not OnlyFans, because OnlyFans runs through their website.
Yeah.
But anytime you shop online, like you go to those, you know, Facebook ads and stuff like that.
Yeah, what's the deal with like Temu and shit like that? Is that a fucking scam?
The rumor is Temu are selling your data.
Right.
So it's like they're losing like $30 a sale on average. So they're getting the money from somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So the shit that they're selling, they're not making a profit on, but then they're selling your data and making a profit on that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, the fuck's Temu?
It's like Chinese fucking Wish. It's Wish.
Shop like a billionaire, because all this shit is worth fucking nothing.
Yeah.
But then they get you.
Yeah. They sell your fucking details.
But you've got to, like, some of the shit on there, you're like, they're tiny little containers and stuff like that. I'm like, who's making these? Like, someone set up a factory and is making all of this shit. Like, why?
I don't know.
Because they can.
Yeah.
Because if you
sell... world's not going to pollute itself, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
If you sell 10 billion of them at 5 cents each, it's fucking worth something.
Yeah, well, the data, your shopping habits are worth something.
Yeah.
You know, when they finally invade us and they're like, all right, well, here's Ethan Bentley. He's a big fan of dildos.
Yeah.
Leave him alone. He's our number one customer.
Yeah.
It's fucking Temu, TikTok, all that shit. They're just stealing your data, getting ready to put you on lists.
Yeah. And they'll just fucking grab Ben and drag him out, tie him up and drag him out and leave him in Windell. Let the people in Windell look after him.
No, they'll just execute him in his front lawn.
Oh, right, yeah.
that's how those things go. You saw when Russia invaded Ukraine, they just rolled through the streets and just gunning everyone down. So that's probably what'll happen.
Fair enough.
Yeah, or you get put in a camp with the Uyghurs. Well, the people formerly known as Uyghurs. Yeah. I don't think there's many of them left anymore.
No.
Yeah. Oh, well, that'll learn them.
It's much like Palestine. They stopped reporting on it a long time ago and no one gives a shit.
Yeah, there's still one person that gives a shit. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking mad dog, isn't he?
Yeah.
Fucking buy another scarf, cunt.
T-Tail sales gone through the fucking...
He should be able to come back and do stand-up, but he has to do it in the scarf.
He has to do it in the scarf.
We don't allow it unless he's in the scarf. It's like, well, you're for the cause, so, like, even if you're going to do this, you have to support.
Yeah. So, those Israelis, right?
Yeah. Yeah, fucking hell. Yeah, it's just gay getting behind a cause. It's just like, fucking hell. Who cares? No one cares.
If he's doing it for the right reasons, but I think he's doing it for fucking pussy and dick, so.
Yeah. That but feeling. Out of
all the time and fucking shit that you spent, like, raving on about it, like, what effect have you had? What have you changed? Absolutely fuck all.
No.
Like, maybe send some money. Maybe that'll do something.
Yeah, he could have done, like, how many fundraisers?
Yeah.
How many children could he have fed?
Hmm.
How much water could he have paid for?
Yeah.
No, he's going to get into
but
politics.
But he's got some sweet pictures on social media.
Yeah.
He's going to get into politics. You watch. He won't
no,
go
he
far,
won't,
but
because his episodes
try.
Are on the fucking ether. His episodes on here are on the ether. They'll pull them and just use them against him, and that'll be it.
Yeah, but he won't think about that before he starts running for politics.
Yeah, I know, but he won't make it.
Mm.
Same as when Lair wanted his taken down because he was running to stop.
He wasn't running.
He was stopping the wind farms or something.
No, he had a job. He got a job where it was like he had like a public face.
Okay.
So he's like, I can't be associated with your podcast.
Yep. That's going to bring somebody down one day.
Probably me.
Yeah, it's
probably
it'll be
me.
Us.
Yeah.
I nearly brought myself down recently. Fucking hell.
Which one was that one?
Oh, just the defamation fucking threat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
Oh, Pinky Tuscadero.
As if you...
We should name the title of the episode, We Got Cancelled.
Nearly.
Yeah.
Not the person you would think
no.
that you would get cancelled from.
No.
You would never see that one coming down the line.
No. Jeez. The person actually said to me in a conversation, and I'm quoting, people just need to learn to take a joke. You should never get offended at a joke because it's never meant as malice or anything like that. It's just a joke, and if you don't like it, you just need to deal with that.
Did you distill that
down? That was probably
down?
On the podcast too. What beers were those?
Stone and Wood.
Oh, still owe you a six pack of them.
Nah, it's all right.
Put it on the fucking the bill.
Put it on the bill. Well, the bill's getting pretty fucking big, let me tell you that. It's like $800 last I checked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of which, how was Wednesday night?
At the Stag.
Yeah, how'd the rest of it go?
Good.
Yeah.
It was like, I've been saying the last like two weeks, it's been packed out crowd. And then last Wednesday, there was like...
It started off pretty fucking bleak.
Four people at first.
Mm.
So I was like, all right, enough for a show. Let's go. But I did a roundup. And then we had basically everyone from the back area. Yeah, everyone from the back area just came forward. So I think we probably had the crowd at about 10 people by the end of it.
Yep.
But it was a loud crowd, like they were laughing and stuff like that. Yeah. So it was good. It was really good.
Fuck, they must make some money off the pokies there because there's nobody there. Like,
they're all in the pokies, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty fucking bleak. You walk into a place and you're like the only place that's filled is the pokies. And you're like, fucking hell.
Rip them out.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, I don't understand why we... Because the pokies are literally... The only people that really play the pokies are like...
People that shouldn't play the pokies.
Yeah, people on Centrelink.
Mm.
So I'm like, you just can't afford it. It's not your money.
Yeah.
Well, it is your money, but it's money given to you by the government to live.
Yeah, it goes back to the government. So it's all life, mate.
Yeah, okay. But they only get like 10% of it back. So, like, we'll give you 1,000 so you can blow 300 of it and we'll get $30 of that back. Sweet. It's like the pokies are costing the government. It's like a net loss.
Don't think so. Otherwise, they would rip them out.
Yeah, it goes back into the pubs who then pay tax at probably like 30%.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah,
the amount of millions of dollars that like get of taxpayer money that would get thrown through the pokies.
Well, it's better than them spending on drugs. Then that just
at least they get something out of it.
Yeah,
Like, at the end of the day, like, if you buy a fucking bag of ice, you've got a bag of ice. Do you know what I mean? You don't go to the drug dealers for a chance at a bag of ice.
Well, maybe that's what they should do. That would be the pokey drug dealer.
I think you're onto something now.
Yeah,
right?
Dude.
Fuck yeah. Gamble and do drugs in the
same. You get the feature and end up with a fucking kilo of ice and you're fucking done for the year then.
Dude. Yeah, all right, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's start our own business.
Fuck, that'd be a funny skit.
Yeah, we're going to write that one down. That's got to go on the fucking...
I read a news article other day. Actually, I didn't read the article. My friend told me about it. There's this parents making a like formal complaint against this teacher. The teacher showed a classroom of 15-year-olds a couple of episodes of Game of Thrones. And they're like, oh, they're not old enough to watch Game of Thrones. And the thing that they're taking issue with is the nudity in it.
Right.
It's like a 15-year-old kid. Like,
they've got the internet.
They've got the internet. Like, they're going to... They've seen boobies.
Well, yeah, they've seen more than boobies. But they've seen fucking two girls, one cup.
Yeah. Well, the argument against that, though, she's like, we've got child locks. They can't get into it. It's cool. Like, yeah. Like, they've got on their devices, they've got, like... parental controls.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's like you can have all the parental controls in the world. That kid's still seen porn.
Yeah.
Like, his friend would have leaned over to him in seventh grade and gone, probably six, going, hey, look at this. And just, he would have just seen a gaping asshole. And that would have been it. It's like, what are you saving this kid from?
Oh, did he show her the Heather Harmon video or something, did he?
I fucking hope so. Yeah. That's where I got started.
So what came of it? She got fired?
The teacher's going to get fired, probably. Oh, yeah. Imagine
should've
that.
Should have just done what they used to do. Just fuck the kid.
Yeah. At least the kid would have been happy.
He'd just get moved along.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck. Over a Game of Thrones episode.
Well, yeah. It's kind of weird. If I was that teacher, I probably wouldn't show a class full of 15-year-old boys some titties. They're just all sitting there fucking rock hard.
Yeah, weird. That'd be weird. Yeah, yeah. Do you just want to see some full frontal nudity?
Yeah.
That's what the opening scene of that fucking show is.
Mm.
And it's a lot weirder when you consider the fact that in the books, the character is 13 at the time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like, oh.
She probably shows them videos and then he's like, all right, Timmy, can you come and write on the board for me? He's like, I can't get up at the moment.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That is, 100% brave. Like, when you're that age, you can't help getting erections. So you don't want to be... showing stuff that'll fucking fire that along.
Yeah, she might be grooming.
That would be the worst, getting called up out of class when you just got a full rod.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
dude.
Oh, fuck. You do the tuck. Like, tuck it up in your waistband.
Yeah. Yeah, you do like, the tuck.
The inconvenient boner. Fucking.
Yeah, I've had a few. I remember having them in high school.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, you get them.
You just sit there and fucking...
Oh, no.
Push your ass back a bit in the chair, just lean over your hips. Yep.
Yeah.
Elbow on the table.
It's the one time you wish you had a small dick. It's the one time that'd come in handy. Yeah.
What do you mean wish?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yours was big back then. Just didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't grow any further.
Yeah, that's right. I was big for my size when I was 3 foot tall.
Yeah.
Looking down, going, this is gonna work out fucking really good.
No. Some friends of mine were hanging around with this guy, and he got an inconvenient boner, but he was wearing like sports shorts, so there was no hiding it. Poor little cunt, just like all the girls just saw it that afternoon. They're all talking to him. He had a boner at school. I was like, oh, poor fella.
So funny.
Leave him alone.
Because if you're like our age and you're in high school, like our mentality.
I thought you were going to say, if you're our age and you get a boner at school.
Well, then
you get a boner at school.
What the fuck are you doing at school, mate?
But if you were like high school age but had my mentality now, I'd just be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. You start fucking chasing one of your friends. Hey.
Come here.
Come sit on my lap.
You get fucking called into the principal's office. Oh, they were showing Game of Thrones. Fucking.
Yeah, I can't help it. Oh, dude. Remember we used to play Sneaky Nut?
Oh, yeah. No, you used to play Sneaky Nut.
You used to play it.
Is that what I think it is?
Yeah, you used to get your nuts out.
Yeah. Probably a couple of times.
Yeah. You used to play this game called Sneaky Nut.
Where you just got to get your one nut out.
Yeah. But, like, you'd call a friend. So if you... If, like, perfect example, we'll edit out his name, invented it. Well, he probably didn't invent it. It's probably an old... It's probably a game older than time.
Yeah.
But he's rediscovered it and introduced it to Chatham High. And he was standing on this overlook. Me and Ethan were walking along. He's like, oi, oi, boys. Like, look up. He's like, ah, Sneaky Nut. He's just in the middle of school.
Was that like the start of like that sort of thing?
Yeah, sort of. Exactly that. Yeah, the old Sneaky Nut. So...
Yeah. It's much better than that thing. What the fuck's that about?
Way better.
Well, if you think about it, that's like a nut shape, isn't it? Like,
yeah, kind of. The old Sneaky Nut.
I remember someone did that, and it was way too late. Like, that was high school shit, and we're hanging out with someone, and they're like, we're like late 20s, and he's like pulling this shit still. And I'm like, you're a fucking retard, man.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, still thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Still wearing like the fucking big Etney shoes.
Oh fuck.
I can't remember that cunt's name, but I was just like, you are a
what a cool guy.
Yeah,
cool, like, guy.
Fucked, hey. What happened to you? You like haven't grown up at all.
Just fucking,
that's coming from me.
Just mad dogs.
Yeah. Complete retard.
No, he couldn't. He wasn't in the group at high school. That's the thing.
Right.
He's trying to make up for lost time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, fuck him.
Yeah.
I hate that dude.
Do you ever go back and, like, look up weird kids from high school?
I'm pretty sure people have done that to me.
Yeah.
And been like, he does comedy? What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go back and, like, look at, like, kids who, like, used to get fucking... Like, there was a kid at our school who was very clearly... Like, there was a group of them that were all just very fucking autistic. And every now and then I'll check in on him. It was old Ricky...
Ricky Ritardo?
Ricky Berwick? What a kind of a name.
He might not be on Facebook anymore. Maybe he's dead.
Mm.
Last time I saw...
Pull one out for Ricky, eh?
Yeah, last time I saw old Ricky, he was selling scooters.
What, like Razor scooters or fucking...
No, electric? Like the gay ones.
Oh.
It still like doesn't narrow it down.
Vespa. Yeah, Vespas.
Yeah. Oh.
He's mad into Vespas.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that checks out, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I knew Nature Boy's full name.
Nature Boy?
Yeah. Did I ever tell that story on the pod?
No.
So there was a kid in his first week at Chatham High School. Went to, like, you used to do agriculture?
No, mate.
You didn't live in a...
I lived in the city.
Yeah, we had ag as an elective.
Yeah. So you go look after cows and gardens and
fuck
shit.
Fuck yeah. Now you got me interested.
Yeah. So first week of school, guy was also very clearly on the spectrum. And they thought they caught a snake in the garden. It was just like a green snake. And they were going to kill it. And he's like, he used to talk like this too. So he's like, no, stop. It's not a snake. It's a legless lizard. He was doing a good thing. He was stopping the death of an innocent animal.
Mm-hmm.
But in Chatham High, that's not good. No. Not good to do in your first week.
No.
So they started calling him Nature Boy. And
it's not a bad nickname.
It's not the worst nickname. It's not the worst nickname. Yeah. So him, and he was friends with old Ricky O'Toole and one of the other spazzes. And just was a target, like, constantly. Just all the time in high school, fucking Kyle got into a fight with him over the ugliest chick you've ever seen in your life. Like, the ugliest.
What, did he want to put her down? He's like, no, like, don't do it.
Like,
she's just a legless lizard.
Yeah. He called her a fucking ugly bitch or something, and Kyle was going out with her at the time. She was so fucking ugly.
Again, he was right.
Yeah, again, he was right.
The whole time.
He's a fucking cunt.
Yeah, I know, we were.
This guy's like a wizard somewhere in a forest now.
Yeah.
He's probably CEO or something.
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
So, rough time in high school.
Then he came back and shut the place up.
A few years later,
released the snakes.
We're all graduated.
I
was about 18 or 19 at the time. And we're all at the local nightclub in Taree.
What was that called?
A fucking Stab Street. I don't know. Yeah. It was a fucking shithole. It was awful. It was at the Royal, which is the same pub where I saw a guy get his ear bitten off. And he's like walking up to people. He's like, oh, you just want to buy ecstasy? I'm like, is that fucking Nature Boy selling ecstasy? And like, yeah. And my mate Ryan's just like, yeah, it is. And then the cops walked in. And he's like, hoi, just went, that guy's selling ecstasy, and pointed at him.
Again, he's doing the right thing.
He's doing the right thing.
He's a fucking asshole.
And just got him all over a fucking legless lizard. Wrecked his life.
Fucking
that one man. Decision. Man.
Oh, man.
This guy's probably, like, the nicest guy. You know, that's like Frank Grimes. He's done his whole fucking life, and then years have just fucked him. Like,
I didn't fuck him.
Oh, you just stood back and watched.
Well, there's not much I can do when my mate points him out and fucking...
Who was that?
It was my old friend Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, big head.
Well, he got his karma, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Fucking, this just sounds like I was just following orders fucking type thing.
All right. He didn't tell me to point him out. It was funny at the time, though. It was just like...
Yeah, and then the cops walk away and you're like, wouldn't want to... Oh, fuck, what have we done now?
Yeah. Yeah. I was in defence at the time, so I couldn't do drugs. Well, I could have. Hindsight, I didn't get drug tested that week, so I could have, but... Yeah, poor old Nature Boy. If you're listening, I'm sorry, buddy.
So what happened to the guy that dobbed him in?
He he got with this...
Psycho.
She was like...
Oh, it was him, was it? Fucking...
No, she was like a compulsive liar. We moved in together. She...
Still haven't heard anything.
Yeah, nothing different so far.
Yeah, money used to go missing from my wallet all the time. Happened on multiple occasions. And then I used to have my computer plugged into my TV, and I used to have a separate lounge room. And she went onto my computer and then went through all my Facebook messages where I was calling her a stupid fat cunt. That was a nickname that I gave her, the fat cunt. So I fucking hated her because she was a compulsive liar. Like, it was, yeah, and a thief and... all the rest, allegedly.
Yeah.
Don't want to get sued. So, yeah, he had to stay with her. So the universe really got him back on that one.
Got kids and all that shit now? Or?
Let's hope so.
According to her, she was sterile. She'd already been through menopause, but she...
Another one.
it was wild, the things she used to come up with.
Was she 20 years old or something at this stage?
What's that... What do you get when you've got diabetes? What's that condition where if you don't have enough sugar?
Hypoglycemic.
Yeah. If you go hypoglycemic. She used to say she had hypoglycemia, which is not a real disease. So she's like, yeah, I've been diagnosed with hypoglycemia if I don't have enough. She used to just always pretend to be sick and have issues.
Mm.
And then she'd like not take, she'd not have sugar.
Oh, so then, she had Munchausen syndrome as well,
yeah,
did she?
Yeah, dude, it was fucking wild, dude. And her mum was fucking batshit crazy. And her brother shot a dude in the head.
Well, they're up until just then, I was like, this is still going pretty fucking solid. Like for
Yeah, brother shot a dude in the head.
What, over a snake or fucking...
No, self-defense, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a bit of a scary dude.
Oh, yeah.
We're just at their house. We're just sleeping over. And he just walked out to the lounge room one day. With a sawn-off rifle.
And it's a giant, fucking malats and a giant or something,
boot, and a giant, Jesus. Like a giant fucking crazy boot. Like, he's like, every man needs to have a gun in his boot. And then he put the rifle in the boot and walked away. I'm like, what the fuck?
How big was the boot?
It was like a big, like it was like a crazy big boot. Like it was like a prop or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He just walked out and did that and then walked away. There was no How explanation. Old were you? It's like 15 at the time, 16. And so I thought it was the like coolest 30, thing ever.
Yeah, he's been like, I'm going to be super cool guy in front of these teenagers. Watch this.
Yeah.
What a fucking wanker.
Yeah.
I could not imagine doing that.
I know.
At this age. Got a gun in your boot.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. He was going to teach me how to kickbox, but I moved away.
Bugger.
Which is probably good, because he probably would have just got me into heroin.
Yeah. You could have had a gun in your boot.
Yeah.
And a dick in your ass. This is how you kickbox.
Yeah.
First you pull down your pants.
Yeah.
What?
It was fucking, yeah, it was, some of the people you meet, when I was like, I'm glad I just came across that person when I was really young.
Some of the people you meet, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true. Some of the people I meet.
Been in that situation. I've never had live weapons around me.
Yeah, old gunboot man, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he got the N and the M mixed up. He's just like, I've got to go and get some gum boots, and he's like, fucking misconstrued it.
He's like, he couldn't spell real well.
Instead, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of months later, or a couple of months before, I'm not 100% certain on the timeline, but a local service station did get robbed with a sawn-off rifle.
And a man with one boot. He come fucking limping in. Give me all your money.
Yeah, yeah. He was famous because he got arrested in the middle of Tari, because he bought an axe in a hardware store. That's when he was on parole, and walked out of the place and put the axe down the back of his pants.
Oh, a little fucking axe,
or like is a it? Hatchet? Yeah. So it was. You can carry around an axe; it's fine. But the second you put it down your pants, it becomes a concealed weapon.
Yeah.
So that's what he did, and the police were watching him, waiting for him to fuck up.
Mm.
So they arrested him and ripped his pants off in the middle of the street. So he just had to lay there arrested with his ass hanging out, like, fucking put me pants back on.
How long was he out in parole before they got him again?
It wasn't long.
Yeah, imagine they'd be watching him going, oh, you're fucking kidding, aren't you? He bought an axe.
Yeah.
And he's putting it, oh, we got him.
Fucking, yeah. Oh, yeah. What it would have been Christmas.
Yeah.
It would have been so much fun for him.
Yeah.
Because cops are like that. They're like doing stuff like that to people.
They come running up to arrest him.
Yeah, that's true. You shouldn't have to fill in the day at Tari. I feel like they're busy enough. Yeah. But anyway.
Probably.
Yeah.
Is it still as bad now that it's been bypassed?
It's worse.
Is it?
Yeah, because there's less jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Probably a job for a bootmaker there, but...
Yeah, look, it's not the worst area, like, to be totally honest. I go there all the time because that's where we're from. It's not too bad, but... Like, I haven't had... Like, when I was a kid, I was just walking down the street and, like, just kids just started throwing rocks at me. We were just like... You couldn't go out after 2 o'clock on a Saturday because that's when... Some of the locals would come out and start throwing rocks at you.
Maybe they were just trying to get
you. That was very progressive of you, Mitchell.
Well, not all of them.
Maybe they were just trying to increase your cardio, mate. Fucking.
I was skinny back then, Matt.
You're not outrunning them, trust me.
Yeah, no.
Kind of built for it.
Built for speed.
In more ways than one. Endurance, man. And they know the country like the back of their hands, so there's no getting away from them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I did outsmart him once.
Well, that's how the white fella.
Exactly.
You only have to do it once. 200 years later, fucking still got me.
Oh, here's a blanket.
No, I've got a gun. Yeah. Fuck off. Yeah, there's a bit of that.
Here's
too.
A thing called petrol.
Yeah.
Oh. There we go. There's the cancellation.
Yeah, that didn't take long.
Well, you put it in your car? What do
I
you
wonder
do
if fucking Arthur Phillip hopped off the fucking. When they hopped off the boat, so like, every man needs a gun in his boot, and fucking that's how it started.
Yeah, it was fucking wild.
Got me sniff?
No, Ethan. I'm drawing a line.
You're drawing a line?
That's where we draw
a line.
We're
not doing Aboriginal accents?
No. Fuck. Asians, Indians, they're all fine.
He's just actively trying to get cancelled or fucking...
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, Ethan fucking, is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going down swinging, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, if I wanted some media attention, I'd just say something to get me sued for defamation.
Mm.
Get a fucking article written about me in The Guardian.
Oh, that'd be sick.
No, you want the that fat one from the news.com to write about you. Mary Madigan or something.
Yeah. They wouldn't give a shit because I'm not a female, but...
Oh, no. It would be outrage.
If you said something terrible about females, though...
No, but a female comedian, like, did an hour show... And, like, I don't know, like a 5-minute segment in it was about her ex-husband.
Mm.
And then he tried to sue her for defamation.
Ah.
And then everyone was like, oh, you can't fucking do that. But if like gender roles were reversed.
Yeah.
It's like a dude talking shit about his ex-wife in a comedy special. It'd be like, this is the problem with white men and they're fucking, they just think they can say whatever they want. And there's no consequences. It'd just be a completely different fucking narrative.
Yeah.
You see this 5 minutes where people are laughing? Yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah.
I want some sad comedy.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, we just want comedy with awkward pauses. That's the best kind of comedy. There was a bit of that on
Wednesday.
There was a fucking lot of that on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Did you curate the list or you just drew it out of a barrel?
I drew it out of a barrel.
Yeah. Fair enough. The barrel didn't like us that night, fucking hell.
The barrel was about as good as it was going to get.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, a lot of the times the barrel doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, it's randomised to keep it fair.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, Lurch hit me up. He's like, can I go on first? It's like, I'm not running it, brother. Ask Mitch.
Yeah, and I said, it's out of a barrel.
Yeah.
So.
You're second.
Yeah.
He got lucky.
They liked him. That crowd that was over on the stage left or whatever.
I got high hopes for Steve. Mm. I think he's going to be a good comedian. I think Steve...
He just needs to take his foot off the accelerator a little bit.
Yeah, just maybe back it back. Yeah, just a little bit. Just a tiny little bit. Yeah, yeah. But then again...
We all did it.
You've got to make your mistakes. It's the thing. I reckon, like, early on, if you just start swinging, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's like when James would be able... You'd be able to talk to James and he'd be able to point in the right direction. Whereas we can do it now to a certain extent to him as well.
Mm.
And some people listen and some people don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been helping Dave with his set.
Yeah.
Just sort of talking him through. You can tell because the first half of the set that I've really helped him on is actually pretty good now.
That's what's happening.
He's not bombing. He's not bombing anymore.
Because I saw him like at the open mic the other week. I was like, dude, that set that was really fucking good. Seen, yeah. And then it went off a cliff, but it's the best I've seen you do. And he was like, oh, thanks, man. I didn't realize you'd written the first half.
I hadn't written it. It was all his jokes.
Well, I wrote the opener for him as well.
Yeah.
Just tweaked it.
Yeah, I just tweaked it. Yeah. I was like, all right, sweet. And I've been saying to him, I was like, all right, because he had a good set here. It was like 5 minutes. I was like, sweet. That's 2.5 minutes worth of material you've got.
He was saying that outside afterwards.
Cut it, and you've got another two and a half minutes in your set, and then you'll be good to go.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, sweet. And then, yeah, came in. He's 2.5 minutes. He's fucking rock solid, getting laughs, all of that good stuff. And then, yeah, it went off a cliff because it's all of his new material.
Were you up the back with a tear in your eye going, that's my boy?
That's my boy. No, it's just good. It's just good. We need more comedians.
No, 100%. Yeah. Like, he's putting the work in, so fucking...
He fucking is, man. He's a hard worker. Reminds me a lot of Ben. You remember when Ben still writes, but...
There you go. I heard that then.
It's a fucking rib.
That actually clicked.
Did it?
Yeah.
I remember old Benny couldn't get to all the gigs, so the nights that he couldn't get to them, he'd write, and then... You look at him now and he's got like a fucking solid half hour, 45 minutes.
Is he doing half of it tonight?
I have no idea. He's headliner. That's all I know.
Yeah.
By the time you hear this shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I wasn't plugging. I was just asking the question, mate.
Yeah, no. Wasn't.
I mean, we've done two episodes. We've done two episodes since we've been booked for the show and I haven't plugged either of them.
Well, we do have... Fucking Show Us Your Bits coming back.
We do. Yep.
When's that on?
24th April, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got, is this something Thursday's on the 10th? Fucking
the day before Anzac Day. That's going to be a...
it'd be perfect. We can fucking get fucked up.
You might end up, if you market it right, you might end up with a fair few people here.
People died for our right to fucking...
Do whatever the fuck we want on stage.
Tell jokes that
yeah.
We could be sued for defamation for.
Do you want
to... Well, show us your
bits. Do you want to fucking tie one on, Ethan? Let's fucking do it. Let's get fucked up. Let's do it.
Show us your bits on mushrooms?
Yeah. Yes. Imagine. Just
especially with the way I've got it set up with all the weird lights and the weird music.
I'd just
be
like staring at the roof the entire time.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Good fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Have we got bookings for it yet?
Leo wants to do some songs.
Yep.
Fuck, there was that'd someone else.
Yeah, ask me if I want to be on it.
No, that's... Is this something?
Well, this one is just going to be open slather too. So it's just going to be fucking... Everyone show up, names go in a bucket, we get through as many as we can. Mm. And that's the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless someone has something like fucking really good and then we'll put them last as like a headliner type of thing. Which Leo has like a bunch of songs that he's prepared, so maybe he'll go last. But yeah.
I'll come and sing a song for you.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Just want more weird shit because it's fun.
I haven't got anything weird at the moment. I've run out with the fucking after the chicken.
Yeah, that was funny. Now I've got, we got something planned. I'm not going to even mention it. We're not even going to give any hints, but we've got...
Actually, that will be the headline.
That'll be the headline.
Well, you two are going to do something.
I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be good.
You're going to get up and go, sneaky nut.
It's going to get up and eat a whole bucket of KFC in under 10 minutes.
I still want to see you do that, like... We talked about age ago, like just have a piece of chicken in your pocket and just start eating while you're doing it.
While I'm doing a set.
Yeah. Just chilling in the mic. Night at
the comedy club. Just
pull a piece of chicken out. Yeah. Wait, I'll just get in here.
Prop comedy.
That's not a microphone. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, fuck it, I'll do it. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I will
do it. Try it on a Tuesday anyway.
Yeah, on a Tuesday it'd be fine. Even on a Saturday, I think it'd be fine. It'd be hilarious. What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, you can bring your own food in, can't you? So.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah. you got any bits you're working on?
Just the one about the... 40, get being 18 and getting visited by your 40-year-old self.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good premise.
Yeah, I need to write on it because otherwise it's kind of... I think that might just be... It could be a good sketch as well.
I was...
Is that
I
what
was,
happened to you when you're like, damn, this 21-year-old's hot?
Yeah, that would be something to be like, yep. Yeah. Oh, there'd be a lot of other things I'd tell myself before that one, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, there'd be a few things I'd have to tell myself. I was writing a bit like that as well, going back in time, telling myself not to do things. So I'll see if I've got any punchlines that I can give you.
Yeah, the only thing I've got at the moment is like, yeah, fucking poor old Jaden doesn't get visited by himself. I was like, yeah, maybe don't go dirt bike riding.
That's right. Yeah. That's that was good. That was what was funny. That was funny about that. I remember that now. Yeah. Yeah, I've got that new Elon Musk bit, the robot bit I'm doing at the moment. About robot pussy. Now it's a good idea on paper.
Was that from the last pod or you just brought it up on the last pod?
I think
pod?
I just brought it up on the last pod. So I'm working on that one. That did well. Which is to a crowd of 10 people if it does well. At the end of the night as well.
Yeah. Fucking nice.
Yeah. And I wanna keep working on that I've got that gender bias role. The bit I was doing about fucking how to get your dick sucked when you're married.
Oh, yeah.
Went really well the first time, and then the next two times I did the joke, it bombed. So,
yeah.
Well, put the fear in me a little bit.
I've got a bunch of shit to write on, but I don't want to get sued.
Nah, you'd be right. Just don't post it online.
Nah, I don't care. It's fucking, you can't sue me.
You got nothing.
Yeah.
I never mention names.
Yeah. And
I have a type. Yeah. Sorry, sue me. Fucking good luck.
One of my mates is a lawyer in Sydney, and I was asking him about the defamation thing. And he's like, there is a defence called the truth. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, that's what I said as well.
Yeah. But that bit I wrote about how, like your behaviour shouldn't affect, like... Or my behaviour shouldn't affect, like, your feelings.
Mm.
I like that bit, because it's like... That style of like, it's come out of that, but it like, it doesn't apply to them.
Yeah, it could be anybody.
It could be anybody.
Yeah.
Like, while it's like something that I've learned from that, it's like, oh, I can use this sort of shit to like write in that style where it's not just me up there fucking bitching about someone.
Yeah.
Which like, I've seen other people do that. I'm like, that's pretty fucking cringe, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't want to get up there and do an hour about that. I would rather fucking make it into like my own shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, if you turn it on yourself, it, yeah. it's still being about her, then that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that sort of shit. It's fucked up. Shit happens. But,
Should have, halfway through the hour, you just stopped me. Like, it's time for the professor. And fucking ramble for fucking 10 minutes incoherently.
Yeah.
And then, all right, that's it. Back to fucking regular scheduled program.
Because it's kind of relatable, too. Like, everyone's dated someone that just doesn't fucking get it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what is wrong with this person? Yeah. They just don't fucking get it. They think that they get it, but they don't get it.
Yeah, and if you haven't, you're the person that doesn't get it, so...
Yeah, well... You see it in all facets. You see it in comedy, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, we've done an hour, fellas. That's fucking... That's it.
Fuck yeah.
That went by quick. It was good. Thanks for bringing stuff to talk about, fellas.
I don't know if I did, but yeah.
You definitely didn't.
Yeah. Well, you just sat there and talked about fucking the good old days and fucking gumboots, so fucking...
Yeah, well, it's called bringing stuff to talk about.
Yeah, you professored us, you fucking cunt.
Did you have anything you wanted to bring up? Any funny stories, Ronan?
Oh, I got... one of my mates that drinks at the pub, he told me the other day how he was banned from Tinder in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me that. What happened?
So he's 50-odd, but a couple of years ago, he was just, like, not getting much at the time, and there was a couple of young blokes at the pub, and they've gone, why don't you go on to Tinder and, you know, see what happens there? So he goes, I don't know how to do it, and they've gone, give us your phone. And so gone and got a couple of photos off his phone, started a Tinder profile, wrote, like, a really nice bio. It's like, yeah, I'm a single dad, I do this, blah, blah, blah. And he's gone off, like, he's given the phone, gone off to grab a beer. By the time he's come back from the beer, like, from the bar, to sit down, they've gone, you've got your Tinder profile, you've got a match, and you've been banned for life. And he's like, how the fuck did that work? And apparently, like, they got the match, and this this lovely young lady, who he describes as an uphill paper run. bit of a tough slog.
Yeah.
Yeah, she matched with him, and she's written, hey, nice to meet you. Would love to meet up. What are you after from Tinder and all that? And so I didn't know you could even do this, but so they replied with a GIF of Spider-Man doing shooting webs everywhere. And then the following photo was just this chick with a face, like, glazed. Apparently that was too much for her. And, he never actually got to use Tinder. He would just got... It was uploaded onto his phone, and he got banned, and that's it. So,
that'll fucking learn him.
Yeah.
I did something similar to my little brother.
Yeah.
I was like, let me fucking set you up a Tinder match, mate. I'll set you up for Tinder. Did the whole thing, but signed him up for men only. He got a match in like 2 minutes as well, straight away. He's like, dude. He was really impressed. So I was like, all right, let me know when the first thing comes through. And like immediately got a ding. He's like, because I just went through and swiped on a whole bunch of profiles. And then he's like, holy fuck, dude, it's been like 2 minutes. What did you do? And then straight away it was just, hey there. It's like, oh.
If he'd put that GIF up in the other photo, it would have been fine. Like,
it would have been 100% fine, yeah. Dude. That's the thing with gay dudes. They're dudes. So they're like, they get it. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, you did bring something to fucking talk about.
Oh, there you go.
Look at you.
I'm learning, mate.
Look at us. Making stories for the podcast and the listeners. Fucking proud of yous. Proud of us all.
That was the most autistic fucking shit I've seen.
Good way to wrap it up.
You gotta watch the video back there, you just going, you look like one of those clowns that you put the ball in the mouth.
Sneaky nut.
Look at us. Oh, sneaky nut. Check us out for Is This Something? New Material Night here for free at the Newcastle Comedy Club on the 10th of April. And you can also check us out and show us your bits for free. Making that call. 24th of April. It's going to be a fucking good show.
Mm.
Yeah, and if you don't come out, you don't support the Diggers. So.
And if you come out, what'd you say?
If you don't come out and
diggers,
watch...
Never mind.
Yeah, support your Diggers. Come out, give yourself a hangover for the Dawn service the next day.
Yeah, it's the only way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to... I fucking...
You're supposed to be out there, mate. You're a fucking...
I know, I'm a veteran. I'm supposed to be out there. The problem's not going. I've got no issue with going. It's finding the fucking parking before and having to deal with...
You don't come in here,
all the 80-year-olds on the road all at the same time.
You don't
It's like that episode of South Park.
Like, do you come into here or do you just go up...
No, there? Just up the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might just fucking...
Surely you can fucking walk, can't you?
I don't want to get up at fucking 4 o'clock in the morning to have to waddle down to the RSL, mate.
What, once a year for your fucking... Your brothers and sisters in arms?
Oh, well... Are they really my brothers and sisters?
See, what you do, you stay up drinking Stone and Woods till 4 in the morning, and then you just waddle down then.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Puke in the... I've done that. Yeah. I have 100% done
I've been doing service pissed before, yeah.
No, I went to an official one where I was like, I had a weapon and stuff.
Drunk?
Yeah, I was like literally like banging on my door. It's like 4:30 in the morning. I'd gone to sleep like 2 hours before, and I was like... I'd got all my shit dry cleaned. When they dry clean your stuff, you got to take all your buttons off and stuff. So I had to like have 4 grown adults just dress me. And I was like, and the warrant officer walked past. He's like, just shook his head. He's like, he's fucked. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm definitely cleaning the cars and stuff like that. And then someone else was like, all right, we've got coin all sorted. And then he walks into his room and then walks back out. He was like, yeah, I forgot my pants. It's just all the pressure went off me all at once. Everyone's like, ah, he's the fuck up now. Warren Officer was like, that was the luckiest thing for you to happen. So he had to wash the cars and I just got like a friendly talking to. It was good.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You got carried through your fucking military service by the sounds of it.
100%, yeah. Dude. I was like, they wanted me to go put the wreath on. And I was like, if I have to salute, I might fall over. Like, oh, I can't do drill. Yeah, because you got to do drill. You got to go up there and you do like foot movements and stuff. I was like, I will fall over. I'm not falling over in front of my hometown. Like, all right. I didn't realize that you could say no, but they're like, all right, fair enough. We'll get someone else to do it. Yeah. All good. I was like, oh, wow, that was easy.
You know, you can do that with the military in general.
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
just say, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. 100%. Where it's not. Yeah. Someone did on the first day. It was like the first day where they're like, scream at you to get out of your bed. It's like shock to the system and stuff like that. Apparently he's like standing there in the hallway. He's like, this is fucking bullshit. They can't fucking talk to us like that. And everyone's like, yeah, they can. It's the military. What did you expect? Like, haven't you ever watched a fucking military movie? This is yeah. what happens. Like, no. He's like, corporal. Oh, no, he said sir first. He's like, oh, sir. He's like, don't call me sir. It's corporal. He's like, corporal, I don't want to fucking be here, eh? He's like, good. Fuck off. Go get your shit. Leave. And he's just like, all right.
Everybody wins then.
It's day one. Yeah. It's like 5 minutes in.
You're sitting there, I didn't know he couldn't do that.
Yeah, everyone else was just like, oh. The corporal's like, yeah, good, fuck off. See you later. He was a plumber. Fucking plumbers, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Made the call.
Yeah. Classic. All right, that is the end of the podcast. A couple of little stories at the end. Little bonus episodes for you. All right. See you. Bye.
Yeah.